T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, basking in my legendary hue hereabouts. Thanks for being with us today. It's gee whiz, already 8 past 6 here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, where our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Jimbo in for Bobby Mack today and Monday. And let's talk to Trevor in Duncan. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Jimbo, it's an honor to speak to you today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So, I met my beautiful bride on July the 31st of 1999. I proposed to her on August the 15th, and we were married April 8th of 2000, which means just in a couple of months, it'll be 20 years for us.
Happy anniversary. That's wonderful.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's, you can imagine the conversations I had with my brother and some friends, but we've outlasted all of them.
So I was going to say, did they hit you with this old Trevor? Wake up! You're falling for her beauty. You can't believe this love at first sight stuff. Is that what they told you?
Well, if you knew my friends, it wasn't that nice. But pretty much.
Okay,
right?
Pretty much that. Yeah. So, spoken. Yeah. Okay. But I guess you showed them.
Our marriage has outlasted all of them. And I married a good Christian conservative woman who has good values, and we've raised some great kids to be, they're going to be good adults and with the right mindset. So I've just been very privileged in my marriage and felt very blessed.
Well, that's wonderful.
Given that, somebody like her.
You know, I think that the political affiliation counts for a lot, and political compatibility is probably a factor in a lot of romances. I think it would be a shame for marriages to break up over politics. I mean, goodness knows, certainly James Carville and Mary Madeline seems to make a go of it.
I would agree with you. I knew I had the right one when she walked in the living room one day and she goes, "You know, this Obama guy really is an idiot."
Well, that's
all
wonderful.
Right, buddy, you have a happy Valentine's.
Yes, sir. Happy Valentine's to you too, Trevor, and to your beloved, and happy anniversary before you know it. That's a great story on a Valentine's Day. And again, it's a Valentine's Day on a Friday, which is always a good thing, of course. So good for you folks. I mean, that's pretty cool. For those of you, and we'll get back to politics and wallowing around in the muck and mire like we do always here, but I just thought I should offer some thoughts to you about Valentine's Day. The day goes back a ways. Historians say the first Valentine was sent in the year 270 by Saint Valentine himself. Supposedly, he'd been imprisoned in Rome for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry, and for ministering to that weird new cult known as Christianity. Saint Valentine, let's call him Val, gave the Valentine to the daughter of his jailer for being nice. Val, by the way, was dropped from the Catholic calendar of saints in 1969 because so little was known about him. The oldest surviving Valentine is in the British Museum and dates back to 1415, a Valentine from someone else behind bars, the Duke of Orleans, who was a POW. Britain's Puritan dictatorship suppressed the giving of valentines as immoral, but it wasn't long before the court of Charles II was giving such valentine gifts as jasmine-scented gloves and jeweled garters. Hoo-hoo! In Israel, the equivalent of Valentine's Day is observed in late August. In Wales, there's a similar celebration January 25th. This is kind of weird. In South Korea, women give men chocolate on February 14th, and then on March 14th, men give women non-chocolate candy, and then on April 14th. Those who got nothing the previous 2 months go to a Chinese-Korean restaurant to eat black noodles and lament their single life. I am not making any of that up. Not every country likes Valentine's Day, such as Saudi Arabia, where in 2012, 140 people were arrested for observing Valentine's Day, and five men found in the company of six women wound up getting 32 years in prison and 4,500 lashes. And no, that was not part of their celebration. That was a punishment. Oh, and each February in Saudi Arabia, they confiscate all red roses in flower shops. I am not making that up either. In this country, the first Valentines were given in revolutionary days, and the first mass-produced Valentine came from one Esther Howland, a Mount Holyoke University student in central Massachusetts who had copies of a popular British Valentine printed in 1840. Today it's estimated that we send about 200 million Valentines each year, not quite two for every three Americans. An estimated 10% of those are e-Valentines. Roses are red. You're one of my heroes. I express my love in ones and zeros. Anyway, 6:13 here at 106.3 WORD on a Friday evening, a Valentine's Day evening. I would note that Valentines are not exactly what young people are sending to Pete Buttigieg these days. He's sort of a Democratic co-front runner, I suppose, at the moment. And he's by far the youngest candidate running for president. In fact, if elected, he would be 39 the day before he was sworn in. Our youngest president ever was Teddy Roosevelt, 42 after the assassination of William McKinley. Youngest elected president, John Kennedy at 43. And yet, Buttigieg is not a favorite of the left, even though he's one of them. I mean, he could be the first president ever to use his presidential salary to pay off his student loans, for Pete's sake. I mean, when the Challenger explosion happened, Buttigieg was 5. When the Soviet Union fell, Buttigieg was 10. 2011, Buttigieg was 20. So the left, they hate this man even more than they hate other so-called moderate Democrats. And yeah, I know they're not really moderate, but relatively speaking, they are. And they hate this guy because a lot of the hardcore lefties are of the opinion that history is on their side, that all young people are just in love with socialist heaven on earth. And this guy, who is, after all, he practices Christianity. He's a veteran. Well, he is just too square for them. So it's remarkable. I'll tell you, if Buttigieg were to get the nomination, I do believe that Bernie's backers, a key part of the Democratic coalition this year, would go elsewhere. They would either vote for the Green Party or they would just go home and not vote for anybody. They hate Buttigieg. Interesting. Anyway, the Democrats have a lot of unity problems that we'll talk about when we come back in a moment here, and we can all say boo-hoo together. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 6:15.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yep, here we are, and there you are, and thanks for being a part of this year's program. This is the Bob McLean radio program. I'll be back in on Monday, but Bob's back on Tuesday because we will catch him at the border, and we will not let him pass, okay? He's got to come back. And this is 106.3 WORD for the uninitiated. That would be the Upstate's talk station, my friend. And also 106.3WORD.com and 101.5 FM in Anderson, the southern part of the Upstate. If the 106.3 FM signal gets weak, try 101.5 FM just for you. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Delighted that you are spending some time with us this afternoon. We hope it is a splendid Valentine's Day, right into a splendid Valentine's evening. We had talked a bit about Valentine's Day and do you believe in love at first sight? And the results of that survey was that Americans believe in love at first sight. 55% do. 27% don't. 71% say that it's happened to them, which is interesting. The disparity between 71% who say it's happened to them and 55% who believe in it, which would indicate that 16% have had it happen to them but don't believe it. I don't explain that. Texter says here, I have never fallen in love, but I have stepped in it. Well, yeah, there's that. There certainly is that, without question. And anyway. First date, July 11th, engaged August 6th, married December 23rd, all in the same year. Just celebrated 30 years. There you go. That's love at first sight, sounds like to me. And that's good. That's good. In my particular case, I certainly felt lust at first sight. I first met my wife in grade school before I was even old enough to experience lust. But as the hormones began to flow and I continued to be in school with her in the junior high or today middle school, high school, and she was splendid and still is, but she was like the junior miss of our hometown. Then we were apart for years and years, finally got back together again. Now, she never dated me in high school because she was dating football captains and I was sort of the white Steve Urkel of the town in question. But ultimately, I wore her down, and I'm proud of that. That was a considerable accomplishment on my part there. So congratulations to those who, in fact, have found love at first sight. That's cool. I like that. Okay, here. In response to the survey on a person who does not speak English applying for disability because they lose their capacity to perform a physical job, but they don't know enough English to get a regular desk job. I say that's crap. I could not do a physical job, but I went out and furthered my education so that I could get a desk job. They can, too. All this is a ploy to make it more desirable for freeloaders to come into the country. I would tend to agree. I will be very disappointed if, in fact, that ridiculous supposition is allowed to, in fact, stand as a, quote, disability. No, get off your lazy butt and learn the language. A texter asked, isn't that a requirement? And there are some of the, I found the requirements for citizenship be of the minimum age, typically at least 18, continuously and physically live in the United States as a green card holder for a certain number of years, establish residency in the state or U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services district where they intend to apply, be of good moral character, swear allegiance to the United States, and yes, be proficient in basic spoken and written English and demonstrate knowledge of U.S. history and government. Yeah, it is a requirement, and it ought to be. In fact, I am of the firm belief that you shouldn't be able to get a high school diploma, all of us, unless we pass the same examination that prospective citizens have to pass to become a U.S. citizen. I really believe that that's a must. I know that I'm not saying that people who are born here shouldn't have citizenship, if you will, validated until they pass the test. No, you're a citizen. But you shouldn't get a high school diploma until you pass it. We ask people who come here to know that stuff. Why shouldn't we know that stuff? Just my thoughts on the subject. Anyway, I was going to talk to you a bit about the Democrats' problem of unity. There's only one young candidate. A lot of the Democratic presidential field looks like the PGA Seniors Tour. Bernie Sanders turns, I think, 79 this year, something like that. And Joe Biden, it won't be long before he turns 79. Both would be the oldest presidents elected in U.S. history. Like Donald Trump is currently the oldest president ever elected in the country. Buttigieg, by contrast, will be the youngest. But the left hates Buttigieg. They consider him a square. And then you have, of course, Bernie and his fanatical followers, and a lot of relatively moderate Democrats. I know the term moderate Democrats is an oxymoron, but relatively moderate Democrats can't stand his policies, and his nomination probably would drive a number of them either to vote for Trump or more likely to stay home, which is almost as good. That's a real problem. You have, of course, a lot of people saying that Joe Biden is losing his edge in the black vote, that his idea of coming to South Carolina as a firewall won't work. Well, the surveys are indicating he's losing some support. He's still leading here. I think he's still got a shot at winning in Nevada and still is the favorite to win here. But let's assume that he loses the black vote. Where do they go? Are they going to go to Buttigieg, who's been accused of having a racist mayoralship in South Bend, Indiana, of racist policies, including the police there? Does he go to Klobuchar, who, as a prosecutor in suburban Minneapolis, was accused of some racist policies as a prosecutor? Do they go to Michael Bloomberg, Mr. Stop and Frisk, who's had that little video to contend with? Where do they go? I don't know. I mean, one of the real problems the Democrats is going to have is that when they convene in Milwaukee in July, they have to leave there with a nominee and a running mate. I mean, that's why they go there. They've got to do that. And it's somebody's going to win if it's just through the process of elimination, of erosion, of the least disliked person in Milwaukee. But how much unity are they going to have? A lot of Democrats right now are very, very unwilling to compromise with their fellow Democrats. I mean, goodness knows, conservatives have had over the years a few bones of contention, but for the most part, they've tended to be able to rally around one person. Democrats are going to have a real problem doing that this year. I mean, the Bernie people in particular are raving lunatic fanatics, and the Democrats are going to have a hard time coming out of Milwaukee unified. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD, time now 6:29. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I feel welcome. Thank you. I feel loved. And that's a good thing. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon here at 106.3 WORD. It's the Upstate's talk station. I think you've pretty much got the idea there. We're also 1063WORD.com. And you can listen anywhere in the country. I've done that because not every city has a 1063WORD. Frankly, a lot of stations out there just aren't that committed to their own community, and goodness knows we are, just to pat us on the back a bit. We are committed to this community. So if you're traveling and you find a local station, it's a conservative station, but they pretty much just mail it in. We don't do that here at 1063WORD. So keep that in mind when you're traveling, 1063WORD.com, okay? And on that old FM radio, as you head south in the upstate and 106.3 FM fades, go to 101.5 FM based in Anderson. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063 and 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean today and again on Monday, which I guess we'll see Bobby again working on the old golf game, which is always, well, record-setting. Bob is one of the great golfers in the history of the game, and he can tell you more about that when he comes back on Tuesday. Anyway, here we are, and checking out some of the textualizing that's happening out there. There is something rather perverted about the notion of something that you have chosen not to do, being a disability. That's not a disability. A disability is something that you can't help. It's something that you face that is beyond your control. And this is nonsense. It's a good survey, and I'm glad that it came up, and I hope you'll answer the survey. But the answer to me, it strikes me as just pretty darn obvious. Okay, it's ridiculous. But again, I'm sure that there are those out there who would do anything to suck up to anyone who is from another country, especially in this country illegally, especially deserving of sucking up. So, of course, absolutely, it becomes a disability. Anything, any excuse to put forward. Again, I welcome people who come here legally and have on more than one occasion. You break the law? No, you ought to leave. Another texter here talking about the notion of love at first sight, and we brought up the notion of political compatibility. Jimbo, there's nothing sexier than a conservative woman. I would agree with that. I had one particular one in mind, but yes, as a general rule, that's fine. No problem with that whatsoever. And I hope that yours is a very pleasant Valentine evening. It's a shame to waste a day like today, very seriously. So, again, treat yourself and your special someone to something that's special. Whatever it is, dinner, dancing, whatever floats your boat, just do so, because politics comes and goes. But goodness knows, that special someone, don't ever take him for granted. Don't ever take him for granted. All right. The coronavirus is making some news out there. If you missed this, now there have been an additional 5,000 cases reported in China today. And that puts now the total number of cases on mainland China past 63,000, which is still a tiny proportion of the population. But the economic fallout is mounting in China, latest casualty being flower sellers in China, some of whom have seen their sales fall up to 95% on Valentine's Day. And some places in Hubei province, that's where this began, around Wuhan, are enacting what are called wartime measures, such as sealing off residential complexes, allowing only essential vehicles on the roads. And anyone attempting to breach the lockdown at compounds, buildings, or road connections will be detained. So it amounts to a form of quarantine. That's pretty heavy stuff. Beijing has announced a new rule requiring all residents returning to the city to self-quarantine for 14 days, and warns that those who refuse will be punished. And, of course, in China, they don't mess around. If they talk about punishing citizens, they'll do it. The leaders in Singapore, which is sort of the capitalist capital of China, to the extent that they have capitalism, and they do have a fair amount of it, that's where it's centered, they've warned of a possible recession as the virus and travel curbs slam the regional economy there. And that cruise ship in Japan, 10 people evacuated from the Diamond Princess are in serious condition as the cruise industry braces for serious losses all over these coronavirus fears that are certainly spreading without question. China's National Health Commission says more than 1,700 medical workers have been infected. China's National Health Commission says more than 1,700 medical workers have been infected with coronavirus, six of whom have died. Wow. Egypt has announced its first case of coronavirus, marking the first confirmed instance of the virus in Africa. And obviously this is a problem. It needs to be addressed. A vaccine needs to be developed. Treatment needs to continue. And we do not need to be running down the street yelling the sky is falling. It's a problem, and one's that should be obviously addressed with all resources available. But this notion that the sky is falling, the sky is falling. No, it's not. Don't forget one thing. Your plain old garden variety flu, you're at least 1,000 times more likely to die from the flu than you are from the coronavirus. So a little something to keep in mind there, all right? Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the time now 15 before 7. Afternoon, all. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on this Valentine's Friday. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Jimbo for Bobby Mack today. Again, Monday, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. That's us. And 106.3WORD.com. Also, 101.5 FM in Anderson. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter catches me here. Isn't Singapore in Malaysia, not China? Yeah, my bad. I was thinking of Shanghai, and I just I got that wrong here. As far as the coronavirus is going, says this texter, I think people should watch 12 Monkeys with Bruce Willis and wonder if any idiot is actually going to try and do that now. Interesting question. Oh, we have another limerick, a two verse limerick from Alan R. of Spartanburg here at 10 minutes now before 7 o'clock. The man Nancy worked to impeach was standing there just within reach. Mumbling under her breath like a monkey on meth, she stood and she ripped up his speech. But her stunt made her own party weaker, their electoral prospects much bleaker. And I'll savor the humor when I hear Chuck Schumer refer to his pal, former speaker. Lovely. Truly clever. Some more Valentine's Day thoughts here from the good people at WalletHub.com. They're always doing surveys. And the best places to celebrate Valentine's Day, they compared florists per capita, forecasts of rain, cost of a three-course meal for two. Anyway, the best places they found on their survey. I'll just give you the list. These are the best places they found to celebrate Valentine's Day. Number 20, Boston. Number 19, Houston. Number 18, Sacramento. Number 17, Virginia Beach. Number 16, San Jose, California. Number 15, Austin, Texas. Number 14, Chicago. 13, Atlanta. 12, Denver. 11, Washington, D.C. Top 10, Number 10, Los Angeles. Number 9, Orlando. 8, Portland, Oregon. 7, Scottsdale, Arizona. 6, Seattle. 5, Honolulu. 4, San Diego. 3, Las Vegas. 2, New York City. And number 1, San Francisco. Well, if you say so, for what it's worth. And by the way, 46% of people would break up with their significant other if he or she spent irresponsibly. Which I guess means that every single Democrat in the country faces a divorce. Probably not. Okay, women are 33% more likely than men to spend nothing on a Valentine's Day gift. Men are twice more likely than women to spend over $100. That's because women are creative, whereas men figure that if you throw money at the problem, it'll go away. Oh, my. Men are more than three times more likely than women to think that a Valentine's Day gift is worth going into credit card debt for. Okay. From the Wallet Hub survey, 4 in 10 people say irresponsible spending is a bigger turnoff than bad breath. Really? 4 in 10 people surveyed by WalletHub.com say irresponsible spending is a bigger turnoff than bad breath. And 53% of people would not marry someone with bad credit. Now, of course, when you talk about marrying versus going out with someone, two different things entirely. Marriage, you're talking about permanent arrangements, or at least what's supposed to be permanent, or at least entanglements, which, while maybe not permanent, if you try to break them up, there are all kinds of legal hassles involved. So that's understandable. 53% of people would not marry someone with bad credit. However, I have a little problem with 4 in 10 people say irresponsible spending is a bigger turnoff than bad breath. I'm not too sure about that. Total Valentine's Day spending projected, $20.7 billion, which is a little over $160 per person. Men spend about twice as much as women on average for Valentine's Day. Among the various totals, Americans spend about $7.6 billion on jewelry. They'll spend about $7.6 billion total, $3.9 billion on jewelry, $1.9 billion on flowers, and $1.8 billion on candy. Well, however you choose, I hope that it is a pleasant celebration. You don't even have to spend the whole night talking politics. You can just speak romantically. You can whisper sweet nothings in someone's ear. Whatever. But celebrate. Enjoy. Have a good time, all right? We'll be back to rolling around in the political muck and mire on Monday afternoon. Filling in for Bob McLean again. Jim Bohannon here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Great to have you with us this afternoon. And I would simply say in passing here, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.